Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater from Revenflow, helping connect your business with the unlimited prospects on the internet.
This week on Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater of Revenflow, we're going to focus on human systems. So, Jason, we've gone full circle. We've created our website. It's published, and it's brand new to us. And do we really want to go in and change it daily? How often do we want people to be able to have access to it from inside our own establishment to be able to change the content and whatnot?
Well, I mean, that depends on the business, and it really depends on the goals and the strategy. When you start, when you build a website from scratch, you know, you start, you want to look at what are your goals, what are you trying to achieve, and then you come up with a strategy, go through the whole process, design, all that stuff. But part of that process is coming up with what are the human systems. Yeah, the technological systems, but the human systems. For example, if you have a homes for sale, you want to be able to take pictures of that home, upload it, add a product, a description of the home. If the home sells, you want to market sold. Well, who's going to do that? Who and when and how? You have to choose the technologies that are going to allow the human systems to operate. So you really start with how we want the human systems to work. Do you want your staff on there? Do you personally, as the owner of your business, want to have a blog? Great. We can set up a technological system that will allow you to go in every day and write a little piece of content. If you don't want that, we won't set up that system.
Have you found it more beneficial to have different people responsible for different areas of the website instead of just being all-encompassing where everyone can access everything?
Well, it depends. Like, we're doing a school system, an entire school system, all under one kind of system, an integrated system. So you can imagine there's going to have to be a lot of different people with a lot of different permissions able to log into a lot of different areas of the site and the sites and affect the content. Some of them want blogs, some of them don't, some of them want pages, some of them don't, whatever. So it's going to be really complex. Some organizations we work with, they want to have one person at their internally that is responsible for that website, and that person either does the task or they send the task to us. Either way, you need a vendor, you need somebody, because the person who built the site or somebody that specializes in these technologies needs to be able to do the more complicated things. The last thing you want to do is use your staff all day, time of your staff over and over again to deal with all these little website issues. You got a business to run. It's supposed to be helping your business. But you do want to use the website like it's a piece of software. In other words, it's a tool. The same way you use QuickBooks Pro or the same way your administrative assistant uses Excel, you want to use the website to achieve tasks, to achieve goals.
And that'll wrap up this week's edition of Be Big Online. Next week, we'll be focusing on content management systems and the fact that they've made managing your website a whole lot easier in recent years. That's next week on Be Big Online.
Join us every Thursday for Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater from Revenflow, revenflow.com.